Good evening.
Good evening.
Such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all at once is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of religious science to make us aware of this truth about our being. In this teaching, we're always trying to have unity. And when we have unity, that means that we have to be one with the universe and one with this thing called God. That there is only one. No separation whatsoever. If you think it's you and God, that's separation. If you think it's you and anything else, that's separation. There's only one thing, and that is God. So, our purpose in this teaching is to bring our consciousness to that awareness that we truly are one with this thing that we call God. I have little papers there. I'd like to do one. You can get them on the way out. I'll read them to this. This was from today, in fact, and it's, I forgive and immediately feel the grace of God. It's never a good idea to put off forgiveness. Instead, each time forgiveness comes to mind, I take action. I picture who and what I am angry about, offer a blessing, and release the feelings to God. I may need to do this multiple times, and that is okay. When forgiveness seems too difficult, I pray for grace and faith. I forgive those who are part of my life now or have been in the past. I forgive circumstances that did not turn out as I hoped. I forgive myself for anything I did or didn't do. As I forgive, compassion fills my heart, making it easier to forgive the next time. Each time I realize I'm holding on to a hurt, I forgive, and I am strengthened. That whole thing, we talk about it all the time. One of the big things in life is just to forgive. And, of course, forgive yourself just constantly. You have to forgive yourself. I know so many people are holding things against them. I have a friend that's still kvetching because something that she did years ago. And I said to her, you wouldn't have done that. You did what you did at the time with the knowledge that you had. So when you gain more knowledge, you can't go back and punish yourself and think that you're stupid. Many people do that, and they cannot forgive themselves for something they did in the past. The other thing to try to remember is the person that you were then, you no longer are. So you're punishing something that doesn't exist. That person that you used to be no longer exists, so why would you want to punish it? But besides this idea of forgiveness this morning, what struck me is this, and this is from 1 Peter 4:11. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies. As I said, brand name churches do not teach you. Most people have no idea that this is in the Bible. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. There are no other words to speak. There are not my words and God's words. If it were my words and God's words, there again it would be separation. So when you're speaking, you have to be speaking the words of God. So what we're trying to do is you want to use the word act as if, you want to use the word imitate, I don't care how it gets through your consciousness. You have to start to speak as though you truly were this divine thing. And we don't think that we can do that because we think God is outside of us, God is better than us, God is this, that, and the other thing. No, we must become God, because God is becoming us. So it's a big ball that rolls around and rolls around and rolls around. But we forget this constantly because, as I say, the world is very, very convincing. So we do not want the world to convince us that God is outside of us. God is everywhere present, inside, outside, everywhere. And We are contained within that, and God is contained within us. So that gets rid of any type of thing called separation. Anything called separation. So when I start out this, as such is the nature of life, that all at once and all at ass as an opportunity appear, that means this life in the universe, this life that we call God, is always pushing. It's always coming through something, and it's coming through you. So we have to know that, and we do that by remembering and by practicing the presence of God. Everything in life is learning to practice something. And the more we practice, the better we become at it. You see? Remember, I'm trying to practice not swearing. I haven't accomplished that yet. But I'm certainly working on it all the time. One day I may accomplish that.
I've never heard you swear.
No, you don't. I don't swear usually in front of people. But when I'm home alone, oh, my goodness, I'm like a truck driver. It is hard to believe. But it's there. So anyway, then I have to set myself down, and I forgive myself for that. I even get to laughing, and sometimes I go through this whole tirade, you know, a whole litany of swear words. And then I start to laugh and say, well, this is ridiculous, Dallas, you know. But I never punish myself for that, and I never feel bad about it. These are words, and we're trying to learn. Remember, we're trying to change our vocabulary all the time so that we can bring into our life what we want. Last week, if you remember, I had trouble with unfathomable. You see, I can see it. I practiced it all week. That was the idea that the queen has so much wealth that it's unfathomable. And that's a wonderful word to learn, to add to your vocabulary. So that, what does that mean? Bigger. I mean, I can't imagine. I have that much money. And you can imagine, there are people like the queen. She cannot imagine how much money she has. I'm sure J. Paul Getty could not imagine how much money he had. There are tons of people that they just have so much they cannot imagine it. That's the consciousness that we want for ourselves. We want, I can't even imagine how wealthy I am. Instead of saying, oh, I have this, I have that. You know, don't contain yourself. Remember, it's the container always that we're talking about. And this thing called